The Louvre is the biggest art museum in the world. Over 800,000 square feet, its collection covers over 9,000 years of history. The oldest statue dates back to 7,000 BC, while the most recent work is from the 21st century. We can't see it all in a day, but let's start where it all began. Before being a museum, it was a royal residence, home to the kings, and before that, it was a fortress built by Louis-Philippe over 800 years ago in the 12th century to keep Paris safe while he headed off on crusade. Today, you can walk through what would have once been the medieval vestiges of the moat. Look carefully at the stones as you go, and you might see shapes cut into them. Hearts, crosses, and squares amongst others. These are the mason marks. Stone cutters would etch them into the stone, and this is how they were paid. How did it become a museum? After the revolution in 1789, there was no need for a royal palace, as there was no more monarchy, and what once had been a private royal collection now became public. It became a museum in 1793.